Claim your courage before it is too late.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Take It to the Limit podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we're talking about something that we can all use more of. Courage. Courage is so important. Courage is what gives you the power to do the impossible. Courage is what inspires people to go beyond their physical means to do incredible things with their life, with their hearts, with their minds. And you have that courage within you. Don't ever doubt it. You have that courage. You know, they did a study of 100 elderly people that were in nursing homes that were still fluid. In other words, they could still think clearly. But these people were close to death within a month or so. And they asked these people, what is your biggest regret? That's the question they posed to them. They were shocked. Sociologists and scientists were absolutely shocked at the answer that they received. It wasn't what they expected. So they went into these nursing homes. They sat down with 100 elderly people close to death and asked them, what is your biggest regret? Not a one of them said that they regretted the things they did. Now, they admittedly said there was things they would do differently. There were choices that they would make that would be different. But not a one of them regretted the things they did. What they regretted was the things they didn't do. The dreams that they never pursued. The risks that they never took. The people that they never fully and completely loved. The places they never saw. They didn't regret what they did. They regretted what they didn't do. I don't want that to happen to anyone listening to this podcast. I want each and every one of us soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, taking risks with courage and determination in the direction of our goals and our dreams. Because, my friends, listen to me. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You don't have time to be courageous tomorrow. You don't have time to say, look, I'm going to get up some courage by Wednesday. You have to choose courage each morning. When you get out of bed and your feet hit the ground, it's time to choose courage. You came into this world naked and hungry to live, to love, to learn, to achieve, to explore, and to leave a legacy. You came here to make a mark on the world. You came here to empower others. And that takes courage. And it's a choice that each one of us must make every single day when our feet hit the ground as we get out of bed. It doesn't mean that there isn't some fear. Doesn't mean that we're not nervous. If your goals don't make you nervous a little bit, they're not big enough. If your dreams don't give you that energy rush in your body, you're not dreaming deep enough. You have a gift that no one else has. You are unique in the world. And the most courageous thing you can do with your life is to live out your truth, to live out your gift, to live out your uniqueness. Because if you don't, you're just going to end up being another grain of sand that looks and acts like all the other grains of sand on the beach. It takes courage, and you have that courage. Listen, when your desires are so strong and so powerful, something amazing happens. Something almost radical happens. It's unbelievable what happens. You don't choose your dreams. Your dreams choose you. And you become possessed by those dreams. It's a good possession because you can't sleep at night. You have to get up early in the morning. You're just filled with that dream 24 hours a day. You're possessed by the dreams. That's your dream. Your dream has chosen you. You didn't choose your dream. So how do you get the courage? One, close your eyes right now. See yourself bigger and taller, stronger than any obstacle, any negative thought that could possibly enter your mind. Feel yourself getting larger and larger and larger, as if your body filled up the entire solar system, as if your body filled up the entire universe, that nothing could challenge you. Visualize that every single day. Every single day for 1 minute, visualize yourself getting larger and larger and larger, taller and taller, until you fill up the entire universe. Until your molecules are spread throughout the entire universe, and you feel this unstoppable connection between you and infinite source energy, between you and the infinite field of potential, between you and God. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Greater is He who is in you, the infinite spirit, the infinite light, than he who is in the world, your fears, your doubts, your obstacles, your past, your history." That's what's in the world. But what's in you is the spirit of invincibility. Invincibility. You can't be stopped. See yourself as big. Do that exercise every day for at least a minute. See yourself as courageous. Get in front of that mirror. Pump up that chest. Put back those shoulders and feel the power pulsating through your body. See yourself as empowered. There are many people in the world who have power, but they're not empowered. You are empowered, and that always overcomes someone who is simply powered. You're empowered. The power flows through you. You're not just creating power. It's not just an artificial power. Look at this movie producer. He had huge amounts of power. He could make or break careers, but he wasn't empowered at all. And then he was accused of sexual abuse. And now his career is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. His houses are gone. His business is gone. His self-esteem is gone. Because his power wasn't empowered through source energy, through infinite light, through the infinite field of potential. Finally, always, always see yourself bigger than any challenge you might come across. There is no challenge bigger than you. You know, the great football legend Vince Lombardi said, "Winning is a habit, and unfortunately, so is losing." Today, resolve to yourself that courage is a habit as well, and that you're going to choose the habit of courage every single day. If it's the only word that you utter in all morning long when you get out of bed and your feet hit the ground, I want you to say the word courage. Get in the habit of winning, because winning is a habit. Courage is a habit. Get in the habit of showing up 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour early for work. Stay an extra 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour later. Be the person who gives the most, because you are the person with the greatest amount of will, of personal power, and courage. Be the lion that roared, not the mouse that shivers in the corner. Say it right now. Say this with me right now. I am alive. I am a co-creator of my reality. I am a master manifester of my world. I am courageous. Live those affirmations. Believe them. Claim them. Your courage will take you where other people's brains will not. Your courage will create opportunities for miracles where all the affirmations and jumping up and down and fist pounding will not. Do you want a miracle in your life? Or two? Something big? I mean, something really big? Then choose your courage. It's in you. You have it. It can't be taken from you. Only you have the ability to surrender it. Come visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And by the way, thank you for subscribing to us on YouTube, on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, and Stitcher. You have a wonderful day now, because you're courageous like a lion. Bye-bye now.